This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Perdue, P-E-R-D-U-E, first name Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, date of birth September 24, 1955, date of evaluation April 5th, 2022, the reason for evaluation, pre-op, right knee surgery. The HVI, the patient was previously seen in this office for evaluation for left knee surgery, which she underwent in March of 2018. She currently is a 66-year-old female who had subsequently developed compensative injury to the right knee, period, approximately 3-4 weeks following her left knee surgery. She developed pain, especially involving the medial aspect of the right knee, period. Pain is rated as severe, period. It is described as throbbing, and at other times as if it is an electric shock, period. Pain is rated 7-8/10, period. It is non-radiating. It is associated with increased warmth, period. The patient had been evaluated by Dr. Strudwick, and following a conservative course of therapy, was felt to require surgery, period. The patient stated that she had failed conservative course of therapy, period. She is now felt to require right total knee replacement, period. She denies any symptoms of cardiovascular disease. She has no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. She had been found to have severe arthritic changes on radiographs in all three compartments of the right knee. The radiographs demonstrated severe disease, period. Radiology report, MRI of the right knee without contrast, dated July 12, 2021, revealed linear interstitial signal at the posterior horn of the meniscus, which may barely reach the articular surface, period. There is mild cartilage thinning at the medial aspect of the medial compartment with marginal osteophytes, period. Medial collateral ligament is intact. There is swelling and interstitial signal intensity throughout the course of the lateral meniscus with extrusion of the meniscus body, period. The signal alteration reaches the articular surface and extends into the posterior horn as a horizontal tear with contour irregularity, period. There is also high-grade cartilage loss at the lateral compartment with small area of dark signal intensity, which is likely intra-articular gas, period. The lateral collateral ligament is intact. The anterior and posterior cruciate ligaments are intact. There is lateral subluxation of the patella and trochlea with marginal osteophytosis, period. There is grade 4 cartilage loss seen over the lateral facet of the patella with underlying marrow signal changes measuring at least 1.5 centimeters transverse. The patient is now scheduled for right total knee replacement, period. She again has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history, 1 diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number osteoarthritis of the knee, past surgical history, hysterectomy, next number left knee surgery. The medications, Novolog 7030, 20 units BID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN, tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 HF, PRN, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, Jardiance, unknown dose, 1 daily, allergies, Humulin results in difficulty in breathing. Percocet results in her being sick to the stomach. Family history, father with history of diabetes. Father also had colon cancer. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of systems. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn, genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency, oral cavity, she has dentures, psychiatric, she reports insomnia, endocrine, she has history of abnormal glucose tests, the review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 105/61, pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, height 63 inches, weight 192.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness at both medial and lateral joint lines, period. There is decreased range of motion on flexion of the right knee, period. Tenderness noted, period. Data review, ECG, sinus rhythm, 71 beats per minute. Nonspecific SDT abnormality, otherwise unremarkable. Impression, patient is a 66-year-old female with history of diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, who had developed compensative injury to the right knee, period. She is now felt to require arthroscopy, period. Patient is noted to have a risk of for coronary artery disease is increased, period. However, perioperative risk not significantly increased, period. She does have diabetes and hypercholesterolemia, which somewhat increases her risk, period. However, from a cardiovascular perspective, she is stable. She has no findings of congestive heart failure, angina, coronary artery disease, or dysrhythmia, period. She is therefore cleared for her procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.